We are your Vectis Radio. FM 104.6.
Jack Up the Weekend is coming this Easter, the 19th and 20th of April, with headliners from The Jam and Big Country, and support from 3 Minute Heroes and Kevin 17. Tickets are available from Medina Leisure Centre or visit the Information Centre, Guildhall Newport. But that's not all. We've also got 2 pairs of tickets to give away. To win the second pair, answer this question. How many top 10 singles in the UK have Big Country had? Text your answer to 60777, starting the message BR6TT, or you can enter on our Facebook page. The competition closes at 5 p.m. on Friday, April the 12th.
In a Big Country dream, stay with you.
John, there's obviously a reason why we're playing that, not just because I like it, it's because we have, on the other end of this telephone, we have the one and only Bruce Watson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm okay. We're a bit windswept down here, but I'm guessing you might be where you are as well.
Well, actually, we had it last night, and we've got a glorious day up here in Scotland. The sun is shining all over, it's great.
Well, it's fairly sunny here, but I mean the wind is kind of ruining the day. But we didn't get you on the phone to talk about weather. We want to talk about the gig that you're going to be doing. We want to talk about Big Country, and obviously you're just about to go on a world tour.
We're going to Germany tomorrow for 2 weeks, so we're in Germany and Holland. So looking forward to that.
And someone tells me you're going to Oz as well.
Yeah, towards the end of the year, we're going to Australia once every 18 months. And it's fantastic. They love it down there.
Well, Dave Hill, who set up the interview, I did say to him, is there any chance that I could come with you to Oz and be, you know, Big Country's official reporter?
Yeah, you can do it for free.
I'll do it for free, yeah, no worries.
Of course you can.
Now, you're coming to the Isle of Wight in Easter weekend.
Yes.
And you have played before the island, haven't you?
This will be my fourth time on the island. Yeah, we did it once with Big Country. Jamie and I did an acoustic thing, my son. We did an acoustic show out there once, and we did the skits last year.
We saw the skits. We thought the skits were obviously grew up with the skits. Fantastic. We should point out, because somebody mentioned the other day that, you know, because obviously if you're a skits fan, and when they you know formed Big Country in, I don't know, 82, 83, you didn't originally go across, did you? You stayed with the skits, but now you're doing both.
No, I wasn't in the skits originally.
Oh, you got the other way.
I wasn't in the skits originally. I was probably just a bit too young for the skits. But I love the skits. I mean, I used to go and watch the guys rehearse way back in the late 70s, you know, and stuff like that. So I've always been around the skits, but no, I wasn't in the skits in the original days.
But you're now doing stuff, and I mean, that set you did at the Isle of Wight Festival last year was amazing. It was totally great. And the one thing that I loved was the fact that you did TV Stars.
Oh, yeah. We try not to do it, but people shout for it. You know, the minute you walk on stage, people are shouting Albert Tatlock or Meg Mortimer or, you know, any of these soap stars from the 70s. You just start shouting it, and I think if we didn't play it, we'd get lynched. So, no, we play it. Even at festivals, we do it.
It's just one of those songs where you think, hang on, it's a B-side, and people want an old B-side? That's amazing.
It's probably to have a poll, the top skid song, probably TV Star would be at the top, which is crazy. it's just good fun.
And the good thing about that song as well is it's the original thing that happens on the other side of, is it Into the Valley, isn't it? It's on the other side of Into the Valley. And it was a live recording anyway, wasn't it?
It was a live recording, yeah. I'm not sure, maybe the Marquee or something like that, they did it.
But, Let's talk about Big Country. You're coming to the Isle of Wight. You're going to be playing at Medina Theatre Easter weekend for Jack Up the Weekend. Looking forward to it. What can we expect?
Well, at the moment, we're still working on the 35th anniversary of the Crossing album, the first album, which started in the second part of last year. So we're still doing that, but we'll be doing a lot of album tracks of other albums and some of the singles as well. as well as the album in its entirety.
I didn't really know just how many hits you'd had. I mean, obviously, I remember you had a few in 83, Fields of Fire and In a Big Country, and Chance was my favourite. And then there was a whole host of other things that came out, and I absolutely loved King of Emotion and Look Away. I've had Look Away in my head all morning.
Oh, right. I'm glad it's not in my head.
So what happens when you get to Medina then, or, you know, at Easter, and somebody shouts out, Albert Tatlock?
Oh, just play it.
Good. Excellent. That'll be
We'll play about 10 seconds of it.
do you mix the two, or is there a definition of this is Big Country, we don't do skid stuff, and this is skids, we don't do Big Country?
No, we never do that. But sometimes both bands are on the same bill. We just did a festival down in Minehead at the weekend where we had both skids and Big Country on the same bill. But we've done a few of those now, so it's good fun. It can be a bit hectic, but it's easy enough. Jamie and I are kind of used to playing with both bands now, and at the drop of a hat, we can just slip into either mode.
Well, it's kind of the fact that the two, there's a massive link anyway. There's obviously similarities. There's obviously differences as well. But I mean, I loved both. I must admit, I thought the skids were fab, and I thought Big Country were fab as well. It was just it was just the next progression, I guess.
Yeah.
What song do you prefer? What song do you? I've written down what I think you'll say. But what's the favourite song you like doing, Big Country wise, live?
Wonderland, I think, has always been a favourite of mine. But I like doing some of the album tracks as well, like The Storms, always good to do, Poor Old Man, Lost Patrol. So songs that would never have been singles just because they're so long. So I think those three sort of adventurous album tracks are my favourites as well.
See, I got it wrong. I thought you choose In a Big Country because I just think that was noisy and probably get the crowd going, but they probably all will get the crowd going.
Yeah, my favourite changes from week to week.
how do you, I mean, say we had charts and we were able to measure bands, and I'm looking at the amount of top 10 hits you've had, and the amount of hits you've had was incredible. And nowadays, it's kind of the charts is different. The charts don't mean quite so much. So, how hard is it to measure yourself? Is it by touring or is it by sales?
Well, basically, I mean, the music industry, every industry's kind of changed. I think since people have been able to download music for free, and there's hardly any sort of like record labels. I mean, there's still a few kicking about in a few indies, but I think. I mean, I can't only speak for my own bands, but I think other bands can be the same boat. You become like a cottage industry, and in a way, it's great. You've got more control. And in the old days, when you did sort of rely on record sales for some sort of income or whatever, nowadays it's went back to what bands used to do, and that is to get out there and play your songs live in front of people, you know. And I actually prefer it nowadays.
When you think of the fact that you now, you're just about to go to Germany, and then you're going to go to Australia, and then you're going to come back to the Isle of Wight. So there is a need for you to be out there playing live. So I'm guessing that the charts don't really matter a whole lot nowadays.
Well, I don't know anything about the charts. The charts doesn't really kind of affect me anyway. You know, we did that Skids album, we got to number two in one of the charts, but I don't know what chart it was. I mean, in the old days, it was always the charts. Then you got, you know, if you got to a certain level, you got Top of the Pops or The Tube and some of the other TV shows. And, you know, it was all part of that, you know, record company process. Yeah, because nowadays, it's like I say, it's more a cottage industry and you're more kind of in control. But I just like the fact that we're out there playing more. And there's loads of bands out there. No, I like going to see bands anyway, you know. Everybody's back out on the live circuit, you know, which is great. That's how it should have been way back, you know.
Yeah. What do you remember? You mentioned Top of the Pops then. What do you remember? What was your first time you appeared?
Oh, God, probably, I don't know, 83 with Fields of Fire, I think. Yeah, it would have been, I think, Fields of Fire. It was good. It was just a strange thing, you know. It's like something that I think every musician's whether they admit it or not, it's always been an ambition kind of thing, and I did that, you know. So no, it was great. It was just different. It was so alien but familiar, because you see it every week on TV.
Was it a blur when you went on? Because I say recently we had Andy Kiriakou from Modern Romance on, and he talked us through the whole set of Top of the Pops. He mentioned that the fact that Martin Fry was there wearing, you know, the gold suit. Do you remember everything about the first appearance on Top of the Pops, or did it happen in such a blur that you forgot all about it?
I seem to remember just hanging around for ages, because you do so many rehearsals and then address rehearsals. And I actually preferred hanging about in the BBC bar and the canteen, where you see somebody coming in dressed as half a Dalek, or you know, somebody in an Elizabethan costume. You get all the extras and actors, you know, and you know, here's Davros sort of wheels his way in, you know, and he's mobility scooter, you know. So I find all that quite good fun, you know.
Now, I've got an email, because we've got somebody that is a bit of a fan, and they went to see you, and I'm just trying to check out the email, because it's just coming through on our screen now. Good morning, Macca. That's a blast from the past. Remember going to see Big Country back at the Brighton Dome back in the mid-1990s, an awesome gig. My brothers were taught by Mark Brzezinski's dad at Eastbourne College. How funny is that? What a drum he is. Seen him a few times when he was touring with Fish back in the day.
Oh, nice one.
That's Chaz from Wootton. I'm guessing that Chaz will now buy a ticket to come and see you.
Oh, well, I think, you know, with a glowing reference like that, we'll put Chaz on the guest list.
Do you hear that, Chaz? You're on the guest list. That's good stuff. So how many tours are you doing this year? And, you know, is it like a regular thing? Do you say Australia, Germany, does it then continue?
Yeah, I mean, basically we've got the two tours. And obviously you go into summer festival season as well, so we kind of do a lot of the festivals. And then towards the end of the year, we're going to do a Steel Town tour, which was our second album. I think we started that in Australia, so we'll probably be playing songs from Steel Town towards the second half of the year. But we're always on the road, you know. It's either you're away weekends, 3 days a week, and then, like I say, festivals. And then usually do a big batch of touring towards the end of the year, and then January off.
So you, it's regular and new material?
Yes.
Are you touring with new material at the moment?
Not at the moment. We did a new album with the Skids, like I said, and we've also done a new acoustic album with the Skids, which will be out in a couple of months. But the nature of the beast with Big Country, we're all over the place, and all the other guys, like, we've all got different sort of jobs, as it were. We're not in Big Country, we're always doing other things, so it's been kind of tough. There's not enough hours in the day or enough, you know, days in the week to do all that kind of stuff.
Plus
we're older.
Absolutely. I was aware of the gig at the Isle of Wight Festival, and something was mentioned about the new album, and it went in, but it was topped by someone else, went slightly higher in the chart, Leo Sayer.
Good old Leo. I love Leo. Good man.
Around at the same time, and obviously still doing the rounds as well, and still sounding great live.
Yeah, I saw Leo last year. We did a festival when he was there, you know. So we had a great laugh about it. He's a really lovely guy, Leo.
Do you know, I get the sense that when, you know, bands like Big Country and the Skids are doing the circuit, they have a lot more fun than perhaps the bands and the artists that are around today.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. You just make up it, you know, what's there in front of you. You can either, you know, be bad-tempered about things, or you can just go out and, you know, be positive. You know, I like to go out there and be positive.
I would imagine, you know, just to come off the back of that question, there's probably more pressure for young bands, artists now, whereas you've done it all before, and you probably don't feel as pressured as they do.
Well, like I say, we don't have sort of record companies to deal with, although we do deal with labels for, you know, licensing albums overseas and whatever, you know, and reissues and new stuff, but it's not the same. You're more in control of your own destiny. But regarding younger bands and stuff, I can't really comment on that, because I'm not really in that position, you know.
But you still...
I guess it could be tough, yeah.
You still enjoy what you do, though. You must.
Oh, I love
do.
It. Yeah. Absolutely love it.
Is there a country where you'd love to go and play that you haven't yet?
I'll tell you what, we were talking about this other day, and Mark, because I had mentioned, you know, we need to get down to South America. What do you want to go to South America for? So I think that's one country I'd love to get into, you know.
Okay, we'll make it happen. We'll make some phone calls.
get Chaz. Tell Chaz to phone through.
Okay, I'll do that. okay, so on the night we can expect album tracks, loads of the hits, and yeah. You know, just if people didn't need reminding, I mean, there's, you know, Look Away, another big favourite, Where the Rose is Sown, Easter's Eden, Wonderland, Chance, In a Big Country, Fields of Fire, and it's coming right to our doorstep right here on the Isle of Wight, which we're really, really looking forward to in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, so are we.
And it's not, say, you've been here before, so you know what to expect.
Yep.
Have you ever played Medina Theatre before?
Never, no. It's just the festival that I've done.
Right, okay. So, the festival is a fabulous place, it really is. You played in the Big Top Tent. And, you know, the Medina Theatre is quite sort of compact, but it's got a fabulous sound. So looking forward to seeing you guys there. And you kind of, you know, I'm guessing you'd be used to having a stage that is high up, and this is, you're right down in amongst it, and people you're there, like to be touched.
I'm not going now. I refuse to be touched. No, it's going to be great. I love doing the theatres as well. It's going to be great.
Okay, well, look, it's lovely to talk to you. I know you're busy because you're probably packing because you're off tomorrow.
Yeah, I am indeed, yep.
So we will hopefully get to meet later this year, well, in April, Easter weekend at Medina Theatre. We'll let everybody know how they can get tickets and so on and so forth. But thank you for taking the time and the trouble to talk to us, and have a great tour.
Okay, thank you so much. See you soon.
Thanks, Bruce. Cheers.
Okay.
Bye.
Jack Up the Weekend is coming this Easter, the 19th and 20th of April, with headliners From The Jam and Big Country, and support from 3 Minute Heroes and Kevin 17. Tickets are available from Medina Leisure Centre or visit the Information Centre, Guildhall, Newport. But that's not all. We've also got 2 pairs of tickets to give away. To win the second pair, answer this question. How many top 10 singles in the UK have Big Country had? Text your answer to 60777. Starting the message BR6TT, or you can enter on our Facebook page. The competition closes at 5 p.m. on Friday, April the 12th.